For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Authorities say a cyclist started a 73-acre wildfire in southwest Idaho by lighting his toilet paper on fire after taking a comfort break. U.S. Bureau of Land Management officials say the cyclist stopped to do his business in a ravine in the Boise foothills on Wednesday afternoon. The man then lit the toilet paper on fire but lost control of the embers in the dry grass while trying to extinguish the waste. Firefighters contained the flame several hours later. Investigators say the man contacted them Thursday morning and his story matched the evidence found at the scene. Officials say he will not be fined for causing the fire. A Tennessee witness at Cedar Grove reported multiple low-flying triangle-shaped UFOs moving overhead and a black ape-like creature on the ground, according to testimony in a case from the Mutual UFO Network. The reporting witness stepped outside after a recent snowfall in January when triangle-shaped objects were first seen in the sky overhead. The witness describes them as having red lights on the back corners, one white light in the front corner. The witness then seemed to think that they were spotted on the ground by the objects. The objects were about 500 feet in the air when they were noticed and then came down to 60 feet above them. The witness said his dog lowered his head as though something was bothering him. He said the objects made no sound at all. They stayed about 50 yards away and circled them. He said then a second orb-like object appeared. He says that after his brother got freaked out and went inside the house, that's when he saw a black ape-like creature looking at him. He said he yelled at the creature, and that's when it took off into the front yard and disappeared into the darkness. Back in the house, the reporting witness was watching MUFON's Hangar 1, the UFO files on the History Channel, which triggered him to report the sighting to MUFON. The witness reported the incident in June. Tennessee MUFON is investigating. This is Dark Matter News.
In the early hours after the tsunami, it was ham radio that was on the air, saving lives. When Florida was ripped by hurricanes, the hams were there. In the critical moments after the attack of 9/11, it was the hams who coordinated emergency messages. When disasters strike, the hams are ready. Ham radio works when other communications don't. To learn how you can become a ham radio operator, call the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, at 1-800-326-3942.
With sunny weather and fresh air, many prefer to spend time outside. If you have Social Security business to tend to, that's no reason to ditch the outdoors. You don't have to wait in an office. You can handle much of your Social Security business from your laptop, wherever you want to be. You can even apply online for benefits as you sit on the beach. As long as you have an internet connection, you can do business with Social Security. Enjoy the great outdoors. We'll bring the office to you. Visit www.socialsecurity.gov.
Mayflies have taken over an eastern Iowa bridge. It took snowplows in July to clear away a massive swarm of bugs blocking a bridge in eastern Iowa. And meanwhile, in Texas, there was a bug swarm so big it was picked up on radar. Thousands of insects flying over Knox County, Texas, according to the National Weather Service of Norman, Oklahoma. Rangers at Copper Break State Park in Quonset, Texas, confirmed that the radar was picking up a large swarm of both grasshoppers and beetles. A new report says CT scans expose patients to at least 150 times the amount of radiation from a single chest X-ray. CT scans, also known as CAT scans, are cross-sectional X-rays commonly used to diagnose symptoms ranging from chest pains to digestive problems to bone issues. CT scans are useful because they allow doctors to get more detailed images of the body. But new research published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology has discovered a potentially scary side effect of CT scans, DNA damage. For their study, scientists at Stanford examined the cells of 67 patients who underwent a wide range of CT or computerized tomography scans. Researchers detected cellular damage from the scan in patients who received all but the lowest dose of radiation. But even at that lowest level of radiation you are exposed to during one heart CT scan is the equivalent of 50 chest X-rays. But for those who experienced higher dosage, such as the radiation levels by full body and full chest scans, there was noticeable cell damage. Full body and chest CT scans expose patients to at least 150 times the amount of radiation from a single chest X-ray. While this study in particular didn't look at what side effects of that cellular damage might be, the link between CT scans and cancer, which can be caused by cell damage, is nothing new. The researchers say they hope the findings will help doctors better understand the importance of using as low a radiation dose as possible when ordering a scan. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.